This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Summertime is finally here, and that means it's our annual Summertime Science Show. We're going to try to help you enjoy the season more by unlocking some of its secrets. So let's begin with sunscreen. What would summertime be without that familiar odor of fruit, coconut, and sunblock? The scent of a nice SPF 30. You might lather up in it, but do you really know how sunscreen works? What is the difference between an SPF 30 and a 90? And how long do they really last on your skin? Well, we're going to ask all those questions to James Sanoguera. He is a senior director of global sun care research and development at Energizer Holdings in Allendale, New Jersey. They make Hawaiian Tropic and Banana Boat sunscreen products. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ira. How are you?
Good. Mr. Sanoguera, tell us the difference. Well, let's first get into how sunscreen works. What is in the sunscreen that blocks the UV radiation?
Well, sunscreens contain active ingredients. We call them drug actives. And there's about 17 or so. And they are primarily there to absorb the rays, the photons that come from the sun. All energy, UV energy coming from the sun expresses particles that are photons. Mm-hmm. And they're traveling at the speed of light to come from the sun here. And when they get here, they hit your skin. And the sunscreens absorb that energy and dissipate it so that it doesn't penetrate into your skin. Mm-hmm. And the sunscreens are meant to work on top of the skin, not in the skin, so that the UV light never gets through.
When you say on top, are there not nanoparticles in the sunscreens?
Some sunscreens do contain nanoparticles, such as nanoparticles of zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. But those also work on top of the skin. The nanoparticles do not penetrate skin, even where you have follicles from your hair or other places. There's been a lot of data that shows that they don't penetrate, and they work on top of the skin, not inside the skin.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the difference? How do you control the cream to make it an SPF 30 or a 90? And is there really a need to go way up to 90? Is a 30 good enough?
Well, let me take the question in the order that you asked it. So we changed or designed the product to meet a particular objective of SPF and other things, the way it feels or its form. And we choose from the available sunscreens, and we vary the amount that we use and the combinations that we use, because different combinations will work more or less synergistically with each other. And then we also put ingredients in there that help the sunscreen to form a smooth layer on your skin, because just like roof around your house, you don't want little holes or any holes around, because the sunlight would come through, or the water would go through in your roof. And so we want a very smooth layer that effectively provides a continuous protection and puts the sunscreens where they need to be. You don't want them all bunched up in one place. You want them to go smoothly across the skin. So that's how we design various levels of sun protection. And the question about 30 versus 90 or 50 versus 15 is really an individual choice and question, and whether or not it's meaningful to you. The SPF means sun protection factor, but it's really a sunburn protection factor. And the purpose of a sunscreen is to prevent sunburn. But lots of people like to use sunscreens for more than preventing the sunburn, including not getting tan. Some people want to preserve their skin and have a whiter look or a lighter look, because they know that a tan is a symptom of a sign of damage. And so if someone wants to just avoid burning, you can use a lower SPF. If you want to avoid broader damage or more chronic damage versus acute damage, then you use a higher number. Mm-hmm. The other aspect is, sunscreen efficacy is measured based on a certain amount of sunscreen put on a certain area when the test is done. And the test is done using essentially a light bulb, a specialized light bulb. And there's all kinds of filters to kind of, filter the light that hits your skin, but it's not the sun. And the sun doesn't have filters on it. And consumers, we know, use less than one half of the amount that's used in the test. And so therefore, if someone's putting on a 50 and they're using less than half the amount, they're going to get less than half the SPF. So it really revolves around what your objective is. Are you trying to protect sunburn? Are you trying to protect from longer-term damage and other factors? And how often are you jumping in the water? You know, what kind of recreation are you doing? So, yeah. There's definitely a benefit to higher SPFs.
Yeah, because you're also trying to prevent melanoma.
Yeah, sunscreens are not the only answer in preventing melanoma. They're an important part of it, and it's important to use them every day, not just, you know, on the bright day when you go golfing or you happen to go out on a boat or you're at the beach. It's an everyday thing. And, you know, along with wearing a hat and appropriate clothing, and if you're not been in the sun for a long time and it's your first, you know, it's the middle of the winter and you go to the island someplace and you're in the sun, use a higher SPF than you typically would. Because your skin hasn't producing melanin and those types of things. But using a good broad-spectrum sunscreen that has UVA and UVB, and making sure that you don't burn and you reapply often and use a liberal amount, along with, you know, the other things that I mentioned, is mm-hmm. a good strategy for helping to protect your skin.
What is the difference between UVA and UVB?
So the ultraviolet spectrum, UV stands for ultraviolet, extends from around 290 nanometers in wavelength up to 400. UVB are the rays that that burn, that cause more acute effects on your skin. So when you get red and blister or sore or just, you know, maybe a little pink, that's primarily from UVB. UVA are more energetic and longer wavelength, and they penetrate the skin. And they actually cause damage below the top layer of the skin over a longer time frame. You don't know it day to day, but over the years, collagen is damaged, elastin in your skin is damaged, different chemicals or different free radicals are formed in your skin, and it starts to break down the proteins and the elastins. And so that leads to wrinkles, and other signs of acute photo damage. Mm-hmm. Chronic photo damage. Mm-hmm.
We make vitamin B when we're exposed to the sun, vitamin D when we're exposed to the sun. Right. If you put on sunscreen, are we blocking the skin from making, our bodies making vitamin D?
Vitamin D production is somewhat lowered when you use a sunscreen. That's been pretty well documented. However, it's the trade-off. As in all things, you're talking risk-benefit. Mm-hmm. There's many sources of vitamin D from a dietary standpoint, or even oral supplements that you can get. And people can get a fair amount of vitamin D by short periods of exposure without sunscreen early in the morning or much later in the day. But, you know, regardless of going out in the sun or not, there is a vitamin D deficiency in a lot of people, and it really takes some oral supplementation to get them where they need to be. So, you know, if you talk to dermatologists and healthcare professionals, they're clearly saying that the trade-off is more than worth it to use sunscreens, and if you find that your vitamin D levels are too low, and to supplement it through a proper diet, you know, fish like salmon and other fish like that, eggs, and fortified milk in the United States, vitamin D is added to milk. But there's many ways to get that.
Mm-hmm. Last question. How do you know when you're using enough, you're applying enough sunscreen?
I think, you know, first you have to consider what your skin type is. And if you're, you know, blue-eyed with fair hair, and you know that you are prone to not being able to tolerate much sun, then you have to use a higher SPF. And it's so to some degree, it's a little bit of it's a little bit of trial and error, but you want to go at that cautiously. So it's a good idea to start high. And that's why I say that, you know, the first time in the spring or when you're on vacation and you haven't seen the sun in a while and you mean that your body's not used to it, you know, be conservative. Use a 50 or more. Mm-hmm. If you know you tan very easily and you like to have color, then, you could use something a little less conservative. But again, it's about the duration. It's about, you have to think about what activity you're involved in. You have to think about, you have to make sure you're going to be reapplying it and go accordingly.
One last question for you. As a researcher, is there a lot of research that continues to go on in sunscreen research?
Yes. We're always looking at, sunscreens that are going to be more effective. We're looking at how to deliver them better. Key point for us is getting people to use sunscreen. There's still a lot of people who don't use sunscreen. And so we want to make them as easy to use and convenient to use and as pleasant to use as possible so that there's something that people actually want to use instead of feeling that they have to use.
Mm-hmm. Is there a holy grail of sunscreen making that you're looking for, the best, or I've heard that if you use pure zinc oxide, you could just block everything out.
Yeah. Well, it's like painting a wall or pulling down, using heavy drapes, right?
Yeah.
And in your house, keep all the sunlight out. It's not, you could, but it's not practical. And FDA does not allow us to say sunblock any longer.
Is that really right?
I'm sorry?
That I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're called sunscreens because we don't want to give the idea that it's blocking 100%.
Mm.
And percentages is a bad game to play anyway because there's a lot of sunlight, and so it's always there. So you really want to do it over the long term, and you want to make it part of your regimen.
Well, thank you very much. Very informative. James Seneguera is Senior Director of Global Sun Care Research and Development at Energizer Holdings in Allendale, New Jersey. They are the makers of Hawaiian Tropic and Banana Boat sunscreen products.